This is the Truth Network.
He's a pilot. He's a missionary. He's an evangelist. He's a man of God. He could probably fix anything, because if you can fix an airplane, you can fix anything. And he's sitting here with me. Wow. He's got a ministry called Real Talk. Courage, kindness, integrity, love. He goes into public schools. He's sharing Jesus in the airwaves, literally up in the air, and in public schools all over the place. And he is A.J. James. A.J. James, man, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Good to meet you.
Now, you're going to hear some background noise. Why? Because we're at this restaurant, really cool restaurant concept called Dario, native to North Carolina. We do a thing called Wednesday in the Word. And every week, priest, what happens in here? Tell everybody.
We share the gospel, pray for each other, and share testimonies.
It's pretty intense. Priest shared about some guys getting saved. What was that that happened? You don't have to mention names, but...
We had eight guys saved in the jail last Monday night based on Luke 23 and Psalm 22.
So we taught on the thief on the cross, and we're in Luke 23 now, and Wednesday in the Word, going through the Bible verse by verse, a men's group, a bunch of messed up men like me. And we get these power-packed guests come in. We get leaders like Priest that comes in. That's his name, Priest. He's not actually like a priest, but he loves Jesus, and Jesus is his high priest. But the cool thing is he shared that testimony tied in with Christ's final words on the cross, which is amazing. But Priest brought you, AJ, as a guest, and we've had people from this story. That's why there's noise. You know, we're in a restaurant, but we had to get you while we could, man. You're everywhere. So the chances, you know, I'll see you in heaven one day. I'm excited about that. But I wanted to catch you here. And I did go in airplane mode, since you're a pilot, so we don't get interrupted on this interview. Well, the cool thing is, we've had the guy that made the movie I Can Only Imagine. We've had major political leaders who are born-again Christians. We've had all kinds of guys that are here that we interview because they're here. And we don't get a chance to get them back to the radio station. Tell everyone your passion, AJ. How would you summarize that?
Well, I would say my passion is aviation, but primarily it's Jesus Christ. And it's just amazing how I'm able to use the two and come together for his glory. And it's just totally a privilege. I'm so unworthy to do this. I'm just a little country boy, but just amazed that he's able to call somebody like myself to do something that I'm doing.
That's so cool. Now, tell us, how did you get into aviation? And then we want to find out how you found Jesus. But tell us, maybe in that order.
Well, I had a really successful company in hardwood flooring, and I was able to raise enough money to start flying and so forth. I was also in the military prior to that, became an aviation mechanic, and the Lord sent me down actually for 6 years. I was flying for secular reasons, and when he called me back to it, it was for his glory this time. And 3 months later, he gave me my first airplane. 5 years later, which is this year, he gave me my second airplane, which is now a twin engine. And, man, we're just hanging on. This thing's exciting.
That is awesome. And tell me, how did you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior? I mean, you're out spreading them everywhere. You got this amazing brochure I got to show everybody. I love your little bookmark. It's got pictures of airplanes on the front. But then your phone number, you got your cell number on your thing, which is kind of cool. But then the whole gospel, the Bible way to heaven.
Yes, sir.
How did AJ find the true pilot and captain of our faith, Jesus Christ?
Well, I was in a really, really bad point in my life. I was away from my kids. I was driving a tractor trailer coast to coast. My marriage was literally on the brink of divorce. I had lost basically all of my money. Just had nothing left. I was at the bottom of the barrel. When you get to the bottom, there's no place to look but up. And I remember the night I was driving across the United States, and God just called on me. And I had made a profession of faith as a little boy. I never walked to serve Jesus like I did after that night. And it was then he came calling, and from then it's just been amazing. I just can't even explain the things that he's done for me and through me and that he's allowed me to be a part of.
It's amazing. Let me ask you about that. I know a lot of men listen. A lot of women who love their men are listening. And there's kind of an emptiness. We buy this lie that we've got to pursue the American dream. I got to make all that money, you know, finish that residency. And I'm not knocking any careers, but we get so caught up in working, and our family gets neglected. And then we end up having to medicate our kids, you know, 20 years down the line because we're never there for them. Tell us, what would you say to young dads out there and old dads like me who've blown it a bunch? Challenge about prioritizing God and that family where you had to come. God brought you that point too.
Well, again, I was out of his will for so many years, and I was able to do everything because AJ accomplished it. That's the way I looked at it. I was where I was because of what AJ did.
Yeah.
And as I again, he came calling that night, and that was just the seed that he planted. I'm not going to say that from that moment on my life was completely different.
Right.
It took a little while in that process of sanctification, but I started thinking about things and realizing where I was in life and what it was that was keeping me from truly serving the Lord. And ultimately, it came down to my company. And because of that, I gave that company up a six-digit income. I closed the doors, and I started serving him full-time in this ministry. And I've not missed a bill yet in 5 years. It'll be 5 years March 31st. So what I'm trying to say is, it's all about faith, and that is easy preaching, hard living. But once I discovered that faith and I saw that first miracle and how he was helping me through everything that I was going through, that I said, you know what, then I can do this with his help. And then he would perform that miracle, and they just built one on top of the other and put me where I'm at today.
I'm looking at this. Emission Air, A.J. James, pilot, providing travel for God's warriors. I love that. Tell us what that is.
Basically, this is a ministry, 501, that I started in 2015. God gave me the airplane, and I wanted to put it to good use. So I decided, I would start praying about what God would have me to do with that plane. And right off the bat, it was to help other missionaries and men of God. I've seen the burdens that these evangelists and missionaries and even pastors have when they're trying to get from one place to another. When they have emergencies, I've had pastors call me and say, my mother is dying, my kids are in college, I need to get them home as quickly as possible, can you help? That type of thing.
Wow.
And that's the service I want to try to provide, just to take a little burden off these men of God.
He's like a non-angel with wings, right?
I don't know about that. I'm very unworthy, but thank
you. That's so cool. And Priest, you introduced me to this cat. Tell me your impression. What's most encouraging to you about AJ and his partner in crime, Evangelist Kevin?
They're selfless. If somebody has a need, they find a way to meet it.
Wow. So God gives them an airplane, and he's getting people. We were talking to him about taking me over to some of our other Christian radio stations. I thought, that's kind of cool. Get there and maybe in a couple hours instead of all day.
Yes, sir.
And then, but be able to serve the Lord and then get back. But this is just such a neat ministry, and you've even expanded your ministry, you and Kevin, to go into public schools. Tell us about that, man. This whole brochure, so many kids are struggling with self-conscious. They're stuck, they're getting trapped in the cyberspace. They're finding their acceptance on how many likes they get on Instagram and things.
You hit the nail on the head right there. We want to teach these kids that their value is inside. It's not about what somebody sees or how many hearts they get on Instagram. We were just talking about one of the lessons we have called Custom Made. 7.5 billion people in the world, yet nobody has their exact fingerprint. And if you're that custom made, then you must have a custom purpose from God. And we can't go into the schools and share God, but we can certainly teach them the biblical basis, the morals, ethics, and the manners and respect that we read in the Bible. And then if we can get the churches and people around those schools involved, we can plant the seeds, and they can lead them to Christ.
That's awesome. You call it real talk. I love this. Success is serving. Don't make money your life's goal. Custom made, discovered how unique you are. Cyber warning, dangers of social media. I love that. And I love how you're trying to reach the kids. And, of course, you're trying to do this in your own family too, huh?
Absolutely. I try my best to live what I teach, by all means. Yes, sir.
What's your challenge to all the listeners out there about whether they're a pilot, whether they're in the schools? I mean, you got all these things going on. What's your challenge out there to everyone about while the days are growing darker and more and more people need Jesus? What would you say to everyone about kind of waking up and getting out there and doing what you can for the kingdom of God?
You know, since I came to the Lord, it's just like this. Everything I have is His. Everything I have is by His grace. And I literally just want to see anything He gives me. How can I use this to further His kingdom? How can I use this to glorify Him? Because that's why we're here.
Now, this website here, realtalk.net, is that a good place to go to find you?
It's actually realtalknet.com.
Realtalknet.com. That's pretty good, man. I'm supposed to know about stuff like that. I'm in the media. God bless you. Priest, thanks for hooking us up with this guy. And thanks for all you're doing in the prisons, man, the highways and byways. Faithful preacher of the Word of God. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for the privilege.
What a blessing, man. And everyone out there listening, whether you're a pilot, whether you're riding in business class, coach, first class, you're there to share Jesus with someone. You're there to take the gospel. You may not have wings, but you got two legs. Walk across the street. Walk across the country, across town. Share the Lord with someone. Go be a witness. You might be the only Bible someone out there ever reads. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.